What is Cisco?
Cisco has been in the networking business since 1984. And today we have products in collaboration, in computing, and also in wireless, a number of technologies that would be interesting for a community like Avenir to adopt.
Where are you headquartered?
Cisco is headquartered in San Jose, California, and in Canada, in Toronto. I'm personally out of Calgary.
Now, you're here today at in St. Albert at the workshop for the new Rampart Avenir community. What would be your interest in this?
Well, our interest is in looking at communities that are interested in transforming the way they live in the community, the way they conduct business in the community. And our interest is also in finding replicable models that we can take to other communities around the world, whether it's for business or the way people live.
What other communities are you involved with? Can you give me some examples?
We've been involved with San Francisco. We've been involved in Amsterdam and a community called Songdo in South Korea.
And what have you been doing there?
We've been helping them with a variety of different solutions. In the case of Songdo and Amsterdam, we've helped with smart work centers. And that concept is all about having the technology to enable people to work in these community centers as if they were working in their office. So you eliminate a lot of traffic congestion by keeping people closer to their homes and allow them to work in a community environment so they can mingle with people that they're familiar with.
What makes the Rampart Avenir community project a little bit different for you?
Well, what's different here is that it's a greenfield, and by that I mean that it's a community that's built from the ground up. So there's all kinds of opportunities around starting a building from net new. From laying fiber in the ground to connect homes so that it becomes the most connected community, to allowing for a number of applications to run over this connected community.
Now, you've talked a little bit about how this could help people if they're, you know, doing work at home, those kinds of connections with data. But when I entered the workshop, people were actually talking about toilets. Now, how would toilets be connected?
Well, for healthcare purposes, in Japan, for example, they are using these toilets to monitor people's diets, to monitor their health. And so by connecting these homes and these, in particular, these toilets back to doctors, they'll be able to help you with your diet. They'll be able to follow you to see if your medication is working properly, et cetera, et cetera. So health is just one of these applications. There's also all kinds of possibilities around learning. If you can imagine your kids at home connecting to mentors that are checked out, obviously, by the school board and the education department. But being able to just expand the world of education to this community, as well as healthcare, and potentially just working from home can be a tremendous advantage. So I think for Avenir, it could create a very unique brand for this community, which could make this community stand out quite a lot in Canada, North America, etc.
What do you see as being some of the challenges or obstacles that you have to overcome before you can even get this off the ground?
Most of the time, it's getting all the approvals from either from the city or from the county. And just getting all the stakeholders to come together at the table and agree that this is the direction they will take. And obviously, funding is also another challenge. But as we discussed today in the workshop, we've found out that building a connected home or connected community is not really at much more cost than not doing it. So, in effect, in today's world, it's almost a given that you'd have to build this smart community if you're building a new community.
But for some people, do you think it's just too out there, too science fiction?
It might be. But the demographics, I think, were the plus 55s and the less than 35-year-olds. So it would be for a minority, I think, in this day and age, not to understand the benefits of having this communication capability in this community. But there will be some people that won't see the advantages, so for sure.
What do you have to say to the people who are going to make the decisions as to whether this is a go or a no-go?
Oh, I think it's a no-brainer, to be honest with you. I think building a community from scratch, when you look at the cost of doing it versus not doing it, it's a decision that has already been made, in my opinion, that they're going to do it. Just because you have existing communities today that are trying to figure out how to do it, and they have to tear out older technology to put this in the ground, whereas in this case, it's in a field. It's very, very easy to do.
Thank you very much, Jill.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.